Border agents catch more criminal illegal aliens. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Saturday, April, 2019. When you've gone to the trouble of sneaking across the border into the United States after what might have been a long walk, or at least a long bus ride, it's a good bet the last person you want to see is a Border Patrol agent. That was the case with an Ecuadorian illegal who wound up in custody after he assaulted the agent. Others Border Patrol agents arrested this past week include two gangbangers and a sex fiend. Meanwhile, a federal judge sentenced a Haitian illegal for identity theft. Beyond the crime at the border news, Customs and Border Protection now says the girl they caught with 39 other illegals does not, as originally thought, have measles. One Ecuadorian, two Hondurans, three Mexicans. The first case involved a 37-year-old from way south of the border and two Mexicans, CBP reported. Agents caught the three on Wednesday, along a remote trail near Lone Mountain outside of Patagonia. When agents attempted an arrest, the Ecuadorian group struck a Border Patrol agent several times. CBP alleged. The man fought the agent for several minutes even as they both slid down a hillside. The struggle ended when other agents intervened. They also caught two illegal Mexicans. The Ecuadorian faces charges of assaulting a federal officer. The other two illegal aliens are members of MS-13, the notorious and satanic Salvadoran gang. The first, apprehended Monday, is 30-year-old Honduran Joel Santos Funes. Again patrolling remote terrain, this time a canyon west of Nogales, agents collared Santos Funes after he crossed the border. A fingerprint and database check divulged his gang membership, CBP reported. On Tuesday, agents put the arm on 39-year-old Daly Tercios Gorin, convicted in 2013 of drug smuggling in Arizona. He too is an MS-13 member. Both men, CBP reported, have extensive immigration violation histories, which means immigration authorities have deported them multiple times. Also on Tuesday, agents arrested an illegal alien 12 miles east of the Calexico West port of entry in California. The requisite check of record showed him to be Carlos Mendoza Lopez, 29, who has a conviction for sex with a minor 3 years or younger on April 21, 2008, that's right, sex with a minor 3 years or younger. The malevolent Mexican served 8 months in prison for the crime, then another 90 days for violating probation for a sexual battery in February 2018. That second conviction, in Arlington, Virginia, got him 12 months in jail. And to think President Trump ventured to guess that Mexico isn't sending its best. Not all bad news. Not all the news from the border, however, is bad. Border authorities determined that a girl they thought had measles did not have the contagious virus after all. Further testing showed the girl has strep throat, a bacterial malady treated with antibiotics, but nonetheless potentially fatal if left untreated because it can turn into scarlet fever. Strep, like measles, is a highly contagious disease, and should be as worrisome in this case because the girl and her father were traveling with 39 other illegals when they were caught. According to the Centers for Disease Control, close contact with another person with strep throat is the most common risk factor for illness. It often spreads to other people in their household. Infectious illnesses tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Crowded conditions can increase the risk, in other words, any one of the 39 illegals who jumped the border with the girl might well have contracted strep. Haitian illegal sentenced. Meanwhile, Immigration and Customs Enforcement reported, on Wednesday that a federal judge sentenced a previously deported Haitian illegal alien to 2 years in prison. The crime? He stole his dead brother's identity. Immigration authorities deported Alon Nezius, 36, back to Haiti in 2007 after multiple convictions for possession of cocaine, delivery of cocaine, and possession of cocaine with the intent to sell or deliver it, but like so many others illegals, back to the United States he came. He obtained a driver's license in Florida, ICE reported, but when he tried to renew his brother's passport with his own picture, officials at the State Department noticed something peculiar: the applicant, Nezius's brother, was dead. And the photos didn't match the previous photos on the passport. Nezius pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft in January. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.